In this podcast, we delve into the world of business through insightful conversations and practical tips, all delivered in clear and concise English. UK Trade Secretary Kenny Badenoch is set to embark on a visit to India for trade talks. This trip comes as part of ongoing efforts to secure post-Brexit trade deals for the UK. Unfortunately, heightened fears of a shrinking UK economy and potential recession clouds the optimistic prospect of a significant trade deal with India. During her visit, Badenoch will hold talks in Jaipur with her Indian counterparts. She'll be discussing potential cooperation in a variety of sectors including automotive, technology, and healthcare. The objective is to bolster bilateral trade connections and encourage economic partnership between India and the UK. Despite the waning expectancy for a substantial deal, there is still some hope that minor arrangements may be agreed upon. Such deals could benefit both the UK and India, a crucial step when considering the UK's recent departure from the European Union has made forging new trade relationships with countries outside Europe a prime objective. As the negotiations commence, eyes across the globe are focused on the outcomes of these talks and the implications they hold for the future interplay between UK and India. Continue to follow this evolving story for more updates. In NatWest News, former CEO Alison Rose, who stepped down in July amid a bank row involving Nigel Farage, is now under scrutiny for a post-resignation £2.4 million pay package she is set to receive during her 12-month notice period. In other financial news pertaining to the UK, the pound is facing a 0.5% decline against the US dollar, currently standing at $1.26. This drop in value is in part due to the UK's poor Purchasing Managers Index, PMI, data. In the latest Peloton news, the fitness tech giant is preparing to present its Q4 2023 earnings, amidst reported challenges and financial setbacks, including a significant plunge in stock value following a recall that led to 20,000 members cancelling their subscriptions. This recall has resulted in higher costs and a net loss for the company, as resources have been deployed for replacements, damaging Peloton's reputation in the process. Highlighted in the upcoming Q4 earnings call, Peloton is to implement cost-cutting measures and seek ways to improve cash flow through streamlining operations and reducing expenses. These measures are part of a focused strategy to manage the impact of the recall and mitigate its potential repercussions. With the decline in subscribers and financial losses, Peloton faces a challenging path ahead. How they will navigate these hurdles and restore customer trust is something to be closely watched. As part of our ongoing coverage, we will keep you updated on Peloton's future plans and their responses to the evolving market demands. For more Peloton updates, stay tuned to our podcast. In the latest news from The Guardian, the unfortunate announcement has come from British retailer Wilko about their decision to cease operations. As a result of this, approximately 12,000 jobs are expected to be lost. The struggling company was forced to stop trading as it failed to find a suitable buyer. Additionally, there has been an unexpected decline in the United Kingdom's business activity in August, which potentially risks an economic downturn. Both the manufacturing and services sectors saw a decrease in demand, heightening concerns over an impending recession. These developments underline the difficulties currently confronting businesses and workers, shedding light on potential implications for the overall health of the UK economy. These struggles are heightened by the lack of consumer demand and the looming threat of a national recession. In a recent tragic update from the Wagner Group, Yevgeny Prigozhin, the founder of the controversial private military company and former low-profile Russian businessman, is feared dead in a plane crash. Prigozhin, who received international attention due to his involvement with the Wagner Group and was known for his vocal criticism of the Kremlin's defense ministers during the war in Ukraine, was among the 10 individuals who lost their lives in the crash. The unfortunate incident occurred in Tver Oblast, Russia, when a business jet traveling from Moscow to St. Petersburg tragically fell from the sky. Russian mercenary chief Prigozhin was reportedly on board. The circumstances surrounding this shocking accident are still under investigation as authorities try to understand the potential causes behind this grievous incident. As we continue to monitor this developing story, further details will be reported in the ongoing investigation of this tragic event. And that concludes our discussion on the fascinating world of business, where we explored various strategies, insights, and success stories to help you thrive in the ever-evolving landscape.